WTAW News Time is 7:04, 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan and College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. We're about 5 weeks from the start of the filing period for next year's elections. Someone who was planning to retire but has reconsidered is Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk.
It was a very easy decision, honestly. I wasn't ready for retirement. And I hope I get the opportunity to continue to serve Brazos County.
Kirk, who will be seeking his sixth term, says his decision came in part after the murder of Constable Brian Bachman.
He and I had really wanted him to be the next sheriff following my tenure, but that's not the sole reason.
Kirk also says there are a variety of projects and programs he wants to continue in both law enforcement and jail operations if he's reelected. The swearing-in of Navasota's new police chief was a family affair with connections to Grimes and Brazos counties. Justin Leith, who was raised in Bryan, talked about his father, Greg, who's a lieutenant with the College Station Police Department.
He instilled a work ethic and drive in me a long time ago that if you want to do something, not only are you going to do it right, but you're going to do it the right way.
Leith also talked about the family of law enforcement in general.
Especially with the environment today and in today's nation, I would encourage those of you that are not a law enforcement member or part of an organization to go out and thank those that are.
Leith was sworn in by Navasota's municipal judge. John LaFleur noted he was sworn in as a peace officer in 1968 by Leith's grandfather. Two guns and a pit bull are part of an armed robbery being investigated by College Station police. Officers were sent yesterday morning around 4:30 to a residence on Dominic between Stallings and George Bush. The victim said he had invited the suspect to his home to use and sell narcotics. The victim reported he was struck on the head multiple times with one of the guns. Then the suspect ran away when the victim let his pit bull out of another room. The suspect ran off with an undisclosed quantity of illegal drugs. His description is on our website at WTAW.com. The victim was treated at the scene for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The move out of Kane Hall is underway as plans to demolish the building move forward.
Various student services departments are moving to temporary locations on Texas A&M's West Campus, where they will remain for 3 to 4 years. Executive Associate Vice President Dave Parrott says construction plans include a new facility to better serve students, faculty, and staff.
I think students will benefit from that. I think our staff will be in space better suited to their needs of serving those students. And while it's uncomfortable right now to do without the old Kane Hall, and we're sad to see it go, replacement Kane Hall is very exciting for all of us.
Parrott says the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Disability Services, Residence Life, and the school's Student Counseling Service will relocate to modular buildings across from White Creek Apartments on Discovery Drive. A hotel, conference center, and parking garage are also in the construction plans for the old Kane Hall. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 7:08. It's 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. 1-800-792-3480.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 7:09. Weather's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. We're at Wilton's.com. Wilton's Furniture, Supplies, and much more. Here are the numbers.
Mix of sun and clouds expected for today. High temperature this afternoon, about 85 degrees, and periods of clouds for tonight with low temperatures down into the mid-60s. It'll become partly to mostly sunny and warmer during the day Tuesday We're back up to 85 to 90 then. Periods of clouds at night, upper 60s, and a mix of clouds and sun for Wednesday. Warm, high temperature again between 85 and 90. This is meteorologist Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But I didn't turn your microphone on yet.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with A&M remaining perfect and moving into the top 10 of the AP Top 25 for college football. We've got A&M volleyball with a win over Ole Miss, and the baseball teams, the Rangers and Stros, both making it to the playoffs. The Texans and Cowboys more than likely won't. I know, it's early. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports about 7:50.
Baylor, not one of the favorite schools of people here,
no.
You know, from years gone by.
Yes.
Have to admit, they're a pretty good football team.
Yes.
My thought is, if they win even all the way up to their last game, even if they lose their last game this year, if they win all of those, I would think there might be some correspondence between Austin and Waco having to do with coaches.
You think?
I imagine they could yeah. They'd say, you know, how much is Nick Saban making? Okay, we'll pay you a dollar more than that. And I bet you he'd go.
Probably.
Yeah, anyway. Art Briles. Not saying that they're... they do have a few nagging problems over there.
Yes, they do.
You know what? There's a whole bunch of orange bloods who'd look the other way.
Well, at this point, the orange... they looked awful.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, just as, you know... Just looking at the game, that is not a good football team.
Yep, yep. And they have to play Oklahoma this week.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Boy, that story we did last week has apparently picked up some steam, the fubbing, which comes from Baylor. So we've got this new word now. That's partner phone snubbing. So now they're going to call it, I don't know, maybe P-fubbing. I'm not sure. Anyway, it hurts your relationship, just letting you know. In a survey, 46.3% of the respondents reported being fubbed by their partner. 46%? That's a pretty big number. Excuse me, I have to take this. No, you don't. You really don't. Wouldn't be any reason for you to take that.
I'm just trying to harken back into times where you'd let the phone ring at the house. I'm going to let the machine get it. But
oh,
now
yeah.
If it's just your cell phone and you're holding it, I got to get this.
I know. You're right. Yeah. It's if it ends up being anybody, you know. North Carolina couple walked down the aisle together for a second time recently. Adrian and Brooke Franklin were paired as flower girl and ring bearer in their parents' wedding when they were just 5 years old. Brooke says that she had a crush from the start, but her future husband took a little longer to come around. Well, you know, guys get distracted, all right? The words she used, he absolutely could not stand me. He said, I got on his nerves. I tried to play with him at school and at church, and he just didn't want much to do with me at all. That eventually changed. They started dating in high school. 17 years after their first trip down the aisle, they were married at the very same church.
Oh, very cool.
What a cool story.
That is neat.
Yeah. Yeah, about what age did he start noticing her? See, that, yeah, right about then. That's when that happened.
She was growing. Oh,
girls are stinky and stuff.
Yeah.
Ew.
She was always meant to be his wife. I mean, she beat him into submission just to start chasing after him.
Jeez. In 2009, Schuler Benson from Arkansas flipped open his flip phone to log into Facebook.
Oh, I saw this one.
Yep, 2009. He was not prompted to enter his personal account details. Once in, realized he was posting from inside a complete stranger's account. Turns out, he was in the account of a woman named Celeste Zendler, who lived in Boulder, Colorado. Again, he's in Arkansas. For some reason, he was unable to log out of her account. And now, how does that work, Patrick? How would that...
I don't know how you would be able to log out.
He couldn't find it. It's a little different. And at the time, it may not have been as straightforward, because there's a difference between the Facebook app and being logged into Facebook through your phone's web browser.
Okay. That is absolutely
so
true.
It may be harder to find the logout button.
Okay, I got you. Because it's a little bitty and, you know, you can't. Yeah,
or hidden in a submenu somewhere.
Sure, exactly. And every time he logged in from his phone that week, he found himself in her account. Well, they'd never met. Obviously, they didn't live in the same state, never had. Had no mutual friends in real life or online, and they shared no Facebook interests at all. After a lot of confusion and a little bit of panic on both parts. Benson managed to log out after Zindler had sent him a friend request. The couple kept in touch online, discovered they did, in fact, have a lot in common. They met in 2013. Later that year, relocated from Colorado to Arkansas. She did. And fast forward to this year, they were engaged. They moved to South Carolina. They were married in June of this month, this year. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And that, yeah. See, now, is that a meant-to-be thing? I mean, you flip open a phone and you're in this deal?
Well, one would think.
I mean, I'm not going to question his motives.
Now, I don't know. I paid no attention to it at all, but apparently Hurricane Joaquin didn't do anything but drop a bunch of rain. Is that basically it? Did Jim Cantore drive all over someplace for no reason?
I mean, it's historic flooding.
It is. But we didn't get the winds. Is that right?
Okay. As far as I can tell, yeah.
All right. We could use some of that rain.
Yes.
They could send it down here. That would be just fine if they wanted to do that because we need some more. Ooh, the Dr. Phil show. Have you heard? It is not good over there.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Phil, which I've never watched, by the way. I've never watched it.
I haven't either.
I've seen, 15-second blurbs that other shows have. Phil makes $70 million a year, okay? 70. But apparently has been firing people right and left. The entire transcription department was fired after the summer break. The head of public relations also is gone. Some producers are now sending out their resumes as well. So the TV shrink, again, the number one syndicated show in America. I thought it was Judge Judy, but it says here he's number one. Did keep his hairdresser, however. Just saying. See what you think. There's not a lot of work involved. I'm just saying. Not a lot of work involved. Oh, while we're speaking of the weather, scientists have uncovered evidence of a prehistoric, not just tsunami, but because it's prehistoric, a mega tsunami.
Oh-ho.
Off the northwest coast of Africa, the Christian Science Monitor says they have found evidence of an 800-foot wave, which was caused by the collapse of a volcano in the Cape Verde Islands. Let's think about 800 feet, okay? Football field is, that's 300 feet right there. So it'd be like 2.5 of those. That's pretty serious.
That's a lot.
2 2/3.
Really serving.
Okay, yeah, okay, fine. Whatever. I went to A&M Consolidated. Give me a break. Anyway, 73,000 years ago. The research says a tsunami wave caused by the volcano's sudden collapse could have completely engulfed the Santiago Island some 30 miles away. So what, do they look for a water line? Is that what it is? I mean, because that's basically what we're talking
about
here.
That's all science-y and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Geologic ring around the bathtub.
Well, yeah, that's it. It's like a giant ring around the country. Speaking of which, okay, we've always had this group of scientists who believed it was the volcanoes that killed the dinosaurs. And then you've had these other people who've always said it was an asteroid that killed off the dinosaurs. So apparently, for some reason or other, they negotiated a deal so that now they're both right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. A leading theory for years had been that the dinosaurs became extinct because of the asteroid. That was 66 million years ago. But now a new study that has been published in the journal Science says that that asteroid impact likely triggered volcanic eruptions in India. The LA Times says that these volcanoes were so explosive. Thank you. That they filled the Earth's atmosphere with toxic fumes and dust, driving countless species into extinction. Researchers from the Berkeley Geological Center have been studying layers of volcanic rock in west central India. They say that it amounted basically to the lava alone would have been 500,000 cubic kilometers, like we know how much that is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in other words, how long did it take for them to die off? Are there just a whole bunch of dinosaur carcass around? I mean, is that?
I think they're just taking a note out of the Meteorological Society and basically combining global warming and global cooling, calling it climate change.
Oh, that's it. there has to be
prehistoric climate change.
Well, again, funding opportunity right there. We need to do research. We're on it.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
Good morning, it's 7:20. Plumbing problems, every home or business is going to have them at some point. Well, when you do have them, who are you going to call? Let me recommend to you ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and clogged drains to garbage disposals and fixture replacement as well. Plus, all of their plumbing specialists fully licensed and very experienced. So when you have plumbing needs, give the area's experts on plumbing and customer service a call. And remember, this is important, each of ABC's plumbers has undergone a thorough background screening. They're looked at very carefully before they're ever allowed to put on that ABC uniform. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning, 7:22, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Next half hour, shower music. The best songs to play while you're taking a shower.
So not shower thoughts, but shower music.
That's right, shower music. Also, the best time of day to shower, if you didn't know. Now, this is kind of promising. You know, in our world, words is what we have. That's what we get to play with. We take them out every morning, we play with them for a little while, and we put them back, okay? And so, as a result, we're a little bit different because grammar is pretty important.
Yeah.
We need to say it right. We need to have right grammar.
We're grammatically.
Yeah, them too. Right, important. Exactly. Right.
We need to make fewer mistakes.
Yeah, lesser mistakes. Yeah. Before you post your profile on, like, say, Match.com, have somebody check your grammar. According to the Wall Street Journal, many singles are picky about the grammar problems that they see on the dating sites. Improper grammar, like misusing there or there or there, however you do, sometimes bothers singles so much that they're using it as a way to basically rank who they're going to follow up with. Called The Grade, they have an app that checks messages for typos, grammar errors, and assigns each use a letter grade, each user a letter grade, whether it's A+ all the way to F. Imagine people in Arkansas. I'm just saying. Think your poor grammar won't matter? Well, Match.com asked about 5,000 singles in U.S. America what criteria they used most in assessing their dates, and beyond personal hygiene, which 96% of the women valued most.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, as compared to 91% of men. What does that say? Anyway, singles said they judged a date foremost by the person's grammar. Survey found that 88% of women, 75% of men said they cared about grammar most, putting it ahead of person's confidence and their teeth even. So,
whoa.
Just saying. Go ahead. And again, if you were raised where grammar wasn't important, you don't even know you're making a mistake sometimes. So it might help. Just have somebody hey, would you proof this before I send it off?
I'm fitting to try and get a date. Did you help?
Trying to impress Jolene.
I'm fixing to do that, so if you didn't hit me, it'd be good. Avocados are healthy, lots of nutrients and lots of healthy fat, and they're also tasty. But it turns out you may be throwing the healthiest part away.
What? Yep. No, I'm not eating that part.
Uh-uh. Okay, doctors say 70% of the nutritional value of an avocado is in the seed.
I'm just saying. What are you supposed to do with it?
Some say what is in the seed can help lower your cholesterol, help fight off viral and bacterial diseases, and help reduce digestive problems and intestinal disorders. So, is it worth breaking a tooth over? The most common way is a smoothie. You cut the seed into quarters, pop it into your blender by itself until it becomes a powder. Then you add that powder to your smoothie.
Okay, but have all the studies and all the nutritional data been taken just from, I guess, the meat of the avocado? They haven't blended the seed, have they?
Well, I don't know.
When they give you the nutritional info, there's no way they've
No. But now that's what they're saying is that somebody did do that.
Okay, but we know avocados are great simply based on the green part.
Right.
So the seed is just added.
Okay.
Okay, so they're still great.
Right.
So I'm not going to eat the seed.
Okay, but if you're a smoothie person, see, if smoothies are part of your world, and they say, by the way, it has quite a strong flavor, so it's best to put it into with other strong flavors like pineapple.
So take something that's fabulous and make it taste like crap?
Yeah, because it's healthier. Hey, that's sort of how nutrition works.
See, but that's it. If it tastes good,
spit it out.
People say this tastes like garbage, but it makes me healthier. I mean, it says right here that because of the strong flavor, it needs to be mixed with other strong flavors like pineapple, berries, or spinach.
So add a bunch of sugar. Well, I like spinach in smoothies. That's
what?
Good. What? It is good. It's delicious. Fresh spinach. We're not talking Popeye in a can.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Okay. Really?
Oh, you can't taste it. It just makes it a nice color of green.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah.
Because you always want to walk around drinking something green.
Well, it looks healthy.
Exactly. I'm doing myself so much good.
So the premise is take a smoothie, put some ground-up nut in it, ground-up seed, and now make it a crunchy instead of a
crunchier smoothie.
No, thank you.
Okay. Or you know, put it in the guac.
Okay, now maybe.
You see, you could go back and just put it in right there. That would probably work all right. Try that Super Bowl Sunday and see how that works.
No.
Of course, when they spit it out on the carpet, it'll be really hard to clean up. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Still going to have pretty nice weather. Not going to have the cooler evenings, however. They'll still be down around 66 or so, but none of that 58 stuff and things. 64 right now. 84 will be our high temperature today. Probably about 90 on Tuesday and Wednesday, then probably won't make 90. Wednesday, Thursday, and on into the weekend. And there's a slight chance of some showers also toward the end of the week. So fingers crossed, we'll see what that happens. Again, wind out of the northeast at 5 right now, 70% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 64.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, you better buckle up for this one. The Washington Post has discovered yet another example of unfair outcomes in our society. It's the hidden inequality of who dies in car crashes. The paper admits the traffic fatalities have been plummeting for years, and they credit strict regulations like strict drink and drive laws. Also, cars are safer these days, but that's not enough. Despite all the good news, there's something very, very wrong. New research has determined that the most disadvantaged people are more likely to die in car accidents than the well-off. The Post reports the biggest declines in fatalities have occurred among the most educated. And here's where inequality shows its ugly head. For non-high school graduates 25 and older, fatality rates have actually increased. Now, I know this might be hard to believe, but the disadvantaged have disadvantages when it comes to the kinds of cars they own. The vehicles tend to be older with less safety features like side airbags, automatic warnings, or rear cameras. Disadvantaged pedestrians are hardest hit as well. No pun intended. Their neighborhoods have fewer speed bumps and crosswalks over major roads. Some don't even have decent sidewalks or stop signs, and the bicycles have taken over anyway. Worse yet, poor drivers and pedestrians lack the political power to demand changes in their disadvantaged communities. So even though the poor in America have cars, they're unsafe clunkers. And even though they have streets, they're bad streets with no sidewalks. For some people, life just sucks, and they vote for Democrats.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Various Texas A&M Student Services departments have started moving out of Kane Hall as plans progress to demolish and replace the office building, which was originally an athletics dorm, and add a hotel and parking garage.
As plans for the demolition of Kane Hall move forward, several offices are relocating to Texas A&M's West Campus, including the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Disability Services, Residence Life, and the school's Student Counseling Service. Executive Associate Vice President Dave Parrott says they're listening to student input about making the transition period as comfortable as possible.
We're listening to ideas about direct shuttles and golf cart transportation, other ideas that students are bringing forth. And as always, Aggies are taking care of Aggies, and we're appreciative for their input, and we're listening carefully to what they have to say.
Parrott says student and staff input will also help plan for a new facility to replace Kane Hall.
They're very much involved in planning the new space and planning the new facility, so it will very much be tailored to the students they serve and to the needs they have as staff to serve those students.
Also in the plans is a parking garage and a 150-bed hotel with a conference center. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Despite threats from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the University of Texas System Board of Regents has given campus presidents the right to consider hiking tuition. System spokeswoman Jenny Lacoste Caputo says it's overdue given an increase in operational costs combined with less state funding.
When you look at UT Austin among its peer institutions, it is dead last in terms of total operating income. It would take an extra $5,000 per student to even put it in the middle of the pack.
Caputo says UT presidents can consider increases of 2% or more per year after receiving student input. 4 years ago, Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk announced he was running for his fifth and final term.
I enjoy the job. I love the job, and I'm just not ready to retire.
With the filing period for next year's election starting in 5 weeks, Kirk recently announced he will seek a sixth term.
I was getting people that were saying, what are you going to do, and questions about, you know, my plans. And so I thought it was important that I make that public announcement and kind of answer their questions.
Kirk says something that is in the back of his mind if he's reelected is looking for someone who will follow him in the year 2020.
We want to sustain the sheriff's organization and continue it in the direction that we've gone. So, you know, I'll be certainly mindful of hopefully developing a candidate that would follow me and carry on.
If reelected, Kirk says there are a variety of things applying to the law enforcement and jail operations he wants to continue. Navasota's new police chief has family and professional ties in Brazos and Grimes counties. That includes Navasota's municipal judge, John LaFleur, who did the swearing in of Justin Leith.
In 1968, this young man's grandfather swore me in as a peace officer. He had a lot of thoughts after that about what he did. But, and it's my honor and pleasure to be able to swear in his grandson.
Leith, who was raised in Bryan, has been in Navasota for 10 years.
I don't know who organized this. I really thought this would be a small affair this morning, but that apparently isn't the case. I really look at success as something that you have to put yourself in a place to take advantage of opportunity. And today is a testament to that.
A 10-year member of the department, Leith takes over for Sean Myatt, who became Navasota's assistant city manager last October.
I know that you're going to do very well. Your heart, your soul, and your desire is there to develop others in the police department. And not only is it a sad day for me to hand the reins over, but it's also an honor.
Leith was pinned by his father, who is a lieutenant with the College Station Police Department. College Station police are investigating a case of a drug deal turning into an armed robbery and the suspect running away when the victim let loose his pit bull. This was yesterday morning about 4:30 at a residence on Dominic between George Bush and Stallings. The suspect is accused of striking the victim several times on the back of the head with a firearm. The victim was treated at the scene for non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, whose description is on our website, WTAW.com, ran off with an undisclosed quantity of narcotics. Two former high-ranking members of the Hill County Sheriff's Department pled out while the sheriff himself appears headed to trial.
It's a plea of guilty for four counts of tampering with governmental records for Chief Deputy Mark Wilson of the Hill County Sheriff's Office and three counts for former Captain Leroy Rodriguez. Both men were sentenced to 3 years deferred probation and ordered to surrender their law enforcement licenses. Sheriff Michael J. Cox, also indicted, pled not guilty Friday. Cox is accused of abusing his office by directing an employee to complete his homework for a college criminal justice class. He, Wilson, and Rodriguez are all accused of misusing a state computer network to submit falsified licensing and certification exams. James Stanley, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news for you at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealestate.com. They employ only the top-of-the-line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. At Superior, we're proud to announce that we're the Brazos Valley's newest train dealer. And to kick things off, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years with approved credit. That's no interest for 6 years on select train comfort systems. It's hard to stop a train, so if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be replaced, call Superior, your new train dealer, or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
October is here, but Halloween isn't till the 31st. But Rattlers has goodies for you every day, like Goodness Knows bars, two for only $3. Grab any size coffee or cappuccino to go with that for only 79 cents. Rattlers has in-store specials all the time, from hot dogs and chips to soft drinks. Make sure to stop by Rattlers on your way home from work and pick up any 12-pack from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of sun and clouds expected for today. High temperature this afternoon, about 85 degrees, and periods of clouds for tonight with low temperatures down into the mid-60s. It'll become partly to mostly sunny and warmer during the day Tuesday. We're back up to 85 to 90 then. Periods of clouds at night, upper 60s, and a mix of clouds and sun for Wednesday. Warm, high temperature again between 85 and 90. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The mental aspect, the pressure that's on these guys all the time to perform.
That's Coach Sumlin. Not only the bye week helping physically, but mentally. We'll have more on that from Coach Sumlin following the game this past Saturday with the Aggies getting a win and moving into the top 10. Also more on A&M volleyball and soccer. We've got both major league teams in Texas going to the playoffs. Both of the football teams more than likely will not be. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
7:40. So, you know, we were having these nice little sweet chance meetings that turn into marriage stories in the last half hour. 47-year-old Greg Howard sentenced Thursday in Pennsylvania for robbing and assaulting an elderly woman during a home invasion. He's going to prison for at least 20 years, but before that, he got married at the courthouse before they took him away.
Oh.
And then.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, just letting you know. So, this take a shower thing, this whole take a shower thing. How long? You know, I went to the internet. And, of course, somebody asks, what's the average time a shower should, how long a shower should take?
Until you're clean.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Unless you're in a hotel, then you're paying that much. Go ahead and just shower for a long, long time, whatever. So it says here, in an average home, showers are typically the third largest water use after toilets and clothes washing. The average U.S. American shower, uses 17 gallons of water, and it lasts 8.2 minutes. Man, that's a long shower.
Seems like it.
I'm concerned. I mean, I'm not sure. Now, it says here that bald people, it doesn't take as long. Just saying. So,
you'd think it'd be true for short people, too.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time for the water to get down.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. So, there's time involved. It all balances out. So, Spotify says that there are over 39,000 active playlists named Shower. So what are people singing while they shampoo their hair? I don't know. I'm up early in the morning. I'm not going to wake the house up while I'm taking it. That doesn't work. And again, it just causes you to use more water as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, I was going to play some of these, but it's just too much trouble. Number 8 is Sweet Caroline. Number 7 is Something Big by Shawn Mendes. Boss by Fifth Harmony comes in 6th. Meghan Trainor's Dear Future Husband. Number 4, Ace of Base's All That She Wants. Number 3 is Mr. Wives' Reflections. You ringing a bell with any of you guys?
No, not a lot of them.
Number 2 I was going to play, but you can't because it's just filthy.
Oh.
A song called Work by Iggy Azalea.
Yes,
is that right?
She's pretty filthy.
Yeah, well, it really. Well, I listened. I went, no, nah, I can't. Not nah, can't do that. But. This is number 1 according to Spotify. And I know you like it so much. I'm going to play it for you, man.
It's not even Tuesday.
I know.
Yeah, Wham. Is that right?
Yes.
Wham. Yeah. It's called "Wake Me Up Before You Go Go." You probably remember it, or you might not too. Here's the hook.
Yeah.
Wake me up before you go go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high.
Okay, just wanted to get that.
An amazing lyricist.
Yeah, oh, sure. Well, now,
hanging on like a yo-yo.
Yeah, you want to do that? Yeah, but you really want to start talking about how smart the lyrics are? You can go back to Rod McKuen if you want to have some sort anyway.
Based on the selection, I'm guessing this is mostly women who listen in the shower?
Probably, I guess. Don't know. I can't see because, again, after listening to Work by Iggy Azalea, don't do that with your children in the car.
No.
I'm going, well, it's not anything you sing along to anyway. But anyhow. So you got that. So we've told you how long you should shower, the kind of music that people are listening to when they shower. So now the question, the best time of day to shower.
Okay.
Do you scrub it up in the morning?
Yes.
So you head to work feeling fresh and clean, or do you wait till the evening? As it turns out, depending on your personality and your particulars of your body, there are good and bad times to hit the showers. First of all, the morning shower. According to Shelley Carson, who's a PhD, says lathering up and jumping in there first thing after you get out of bed is the best way to perform your creative best. When showering, the brain enters into the relaxed alpha brainwave state, similar to other meditation and aerobic activity. When you're in this state, your cognitive processes relax, allowing ideas to bubble to the surface. On the other hand, if you struggle to relax at night, evening showers are the way to go. A fellow with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, not just a guy, he's a fellow, okay?
a jolly good fellow.
Exactly, yes. The rapid cooling after you jump out of the shower is a natural sleep inducer.
Ah.
While the shower itself reduces the cortisol levels, nighttime showers are also good if you're trying to keep your skin clear, with most people's oil production peaking about 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So there you are. Now don't you feel so much better?
I do both, but not two a day. About a day, every day and a half shower.
Okay, yeah.
Two a day.
Okay.
Well,
and it just depends on what your world is, too. You know,
I get itchy if I shower more than once a day.
Well, but again, also you get rid of a lot of oils. You know,
I know. That's the point.
Yeah.
Okay. I like those oils.
Yeah, the oils can sometimes be good. Of course, you know, if you're Eurotrash, it's a different world.
We don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you ever feel desperate, like you're buried under your problems and there's no way out? It could be you need someone who can help you see your circumstances from a different point of view. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There's a well-known painting titled Checkmate, depicting a young man in a chess match against the devil. At first glance, the meaning of the artwork is clear. The young man is on the verge of losing his soul. He's filled with despair, he's out of moves, and all hope is lost. As the story goes, one man seeing the painting took particular interest. A chess player himself, he studied the layout of the chess pieces and made a startling discovery. The devil did not have his opponent in checkmate. In fact, the young man, not the devil, had the final move. Maybe you feel desperate at times, like all hope is lost. And it could be you're too close to your own circumstances to see a way out. In times like this, we need someone in our life, like the man who studied that painting, a family member, a close friend, or even a professional counselor, who can help us find answers we've been unable to see ourselves. If you feel as though you're out of moves, let me encourage you to speak with one of our counselors or find one in your area. Call us at 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. That's 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. Or visit focusonthefamily.com for more information. I'm Jim Daly.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage, series premiere Wednesday, October 7th at 10.
It's having the story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 10th, it's Farmer Rancher Liability Issues. Come explore a complex issue with tons of importance this week at Producers. And be sure to bring your legal questions.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to us this morning by a team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It's 7:50. Texas A&M cracked the top 10 of the AP Top 25. They slot in at number 9 after they knocked off number 21 Mississippi State Saturday, 30-17. Aggies kept the Bulldogs under their 33-point-per-game average. A lot of that had to do with A&M's defensive ends Miles Garrett and DeShaun Hall. A&M coach Kevin Sumlin said Garrett causes a lot of havoc when he does get free.
But when he gets loose last week against Arkansas, causes a fumble. This week, he gets there, creates a fumble. DeShaun Hall made some big plays, get some negative yardage plays. So, yeah, those guys are creating some real negative yardage plays and turnovers.
Kyle Allen tossed for 322 yards and two touchdowns and could have had two more.
Anytime that you throw it 41 times and you get 86 plays and we don't have a turnover, everybody who touched the ball did a nice job. We'd like to have those other two touchdowns, you bet. You know, that's what I'm saying. I think we can play better.
Now, the Aggies will get this week off before they host the number 8 Crimson Tide from Alabama.
Physically, we're going to be able to get some people back. We lost Ricky tonight, Ricky Seals-Jones for part of the game. Jeremy Tobio didn't play. Speedy didn't play. Atera Lockett didn't play. You know, when we got some things that we can definitely improve. You know, the bye week's about getting our energy back, healing up physically, but also mentally. You know, that's the part that's underrated is the mental aspect, the pressure that's on these guys all the time to perform.
No game time has been set, but of course it's all live, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Speaking of that top 25 poll from the Associated Press, Ohio State still tops the charts, followed by TCU, Baylor, Michigan State, and Utah. Buckeyes received 38 first-place votes, their fewest this season. Also receiving votes, TCU, Baylor, Utah, and A&M even got a first-place vote. It was a big week for district play for several high school teams and a crosstown showdown of sorts with the College Station Cougars ripping Rudder 62-7. Consol whipped Willis 36-9. Bryan hammered Huntsville 44-21. Buffalo trounced Trinity 58-41. And St. Joseph's Catholic got nudged by the Woodlands Christian 24-21. Vikings, Tigers, and Cougars all tied atop the district standings. Navasota had the night off. They'll play Houston Sterling Friday. To see more on your favorite team and find podcasts and the like, you can find that at BrazosFootball.com. Texas A&M sophomore outside hitter Kira McGee had 12 kills. Junior middle blocker Jasmine Babers added 10 and 7 blocks to lead the Aggies to a straight set victory over Ole Miss yesterday afternoon at Reed. Ladies are taking on defending SEC champion and preseason favorite Florida on Friday. A&M soccer bounced back after two losses in a row, blanking Mississippi State 4-0 on Friday. Bama rolls into Ellis this Friday at 7. On out of the NFL, where Drew Brees hit C.J. Spiller with a short pass that the running back turned into an 80-yard touchdown on just the second play of overtime, and the New Orleans Saints ended up running over the injury-decimated Cowboys 26-20. Head coach Jason Garrett was happy the Cowboys just got it to OT.
I thought our team did an unbelievable job coming back in this ball game and tying it up at the end. A big-time throw from Brandon to T-Dub for the touchdown there, and did a good job surviving at the end of regulation. Got a great break that they missed the field goal, but our guys battled and fought and scratched and clawed.
New England Patriots are in Big D Sunday. They'll play at 325. Devontae Freeman scored three more touchdowns to add to the three he had last week as the Falcons crushed the Houston Texans 48-21. Texans head man Bill O'Brien said it was all on him.
Terrible. Starts with me. Terrible coaching. I got to do a better job. I got to figure out what I can do better to be a better head coach of this team.
Texans will have a quick turnaround. They play the Colts at NRG this Thursday. In Major League Baseball.
1-1, high chopper, hits to the left side, fielded by Owings, throws the first, and that is the ball game. Let the celebration start as the Houston Astros, with the Angels losing earlier today, are going to the wild card game for the first time since 2005.
The Astros are going to the playoffs for the first time in a decade, despite ending the season on a loss 5-3 to Arizona. Dallas Keuchel said the Astros are moving up.
You know, the more we win, the more we play as a team, the more people talk about us, and we want people to talk about us because we're no slouch anymore. We're at the bottom of the barrel.
In the wild card game, Houston heads to the Big Apple for the Yankees at 7:00. Dallas Keuchel goes for the Astros. Michiro Tanaka for New York. And finally, Cole Hamels and the Texas Rangers finally did it. They clinched the AL West on the last day of the regular season. Hamels pitched a three-hitter as the Rangers beat the Angels 9-2. Jeff Bannister told his players they could make the playoff during spring games.
Incredible. Love these guys. They never quit. They showed up. They got pushed around a little bit from time to time. But we told them in spring training, why not us? Why couldn't it be us when everybody else said we couldn't do it?
Texas plays its first AL Division Series game since 2011 on Thursday against the Blue Jays in Toronto. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Navasota News 1550. And that's going to do it for sports. Let's check now the deal of the day and the gang at Team of Navasota. Mike Vivaldi's in with us and the new football coach extraordinaire. You said you were a little nervous though, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. You know, I didn't realize we would have, I would have this much fun coaching a bunch of 12-year-old kids. Really want to give a shout out to Ken Walsh. He's the head coach. He's doing a great job with these young men.
Well, it says a lot. You entrusted him with your kid.
Exactly.
All right, man, we're about out of time. So instead of the deal of the day, I know you got the 10 under 10, which is 10 cars under $10,000. Where do they find them?
TeamofNavasota.com.
And that's a wrap. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com. Gear up for fall at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment with a new John Deere Gator utility vehicle. Designed with extreme off-road performance and the ultimate in work capability, John Deere Gators are ideal for the sportsman who hunts, fishes, trail rides, or needs work done around their property. For a limited time, get 3.9% financing for 72 months and up to $800 off select models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It is time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 10th through Sunday, November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are now on sale at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you're a lottery fan, you know the odds of winning the jackpot are like 1 in 175 million. But now lottery officials are adding 10 numbers to the white balls, going up from 59 to 69, and taking out 10 Powerball numbers, decreasing them from 35 to 26. Again, if you do this, I guess you know about
that. To make them more money?
That means you have a smaller chance of winning the jackpot.
Uh-huh.
Just 1 in 292 million instead of that 175 million. But there's a better chance you win a smaller prize. If you're going from 1 in 32 to 1 in 25. Powerball costs $2 a ticket to pay to play. Guessing that's all the information you need. Rest of it, just, you know, go. Yeah. So you've heard the phrase, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
A new study has found a big reason why. U.S. News & World Report says, while genetics plays a role, it's your personal experiences that ultimately determine who or what kind of person you find to be attractive. I guess that makes sense. And bat facts. We're doing bat facts next half hour. Things that you didn't know about bats. Good, bad, or indifferent. And Nike Women has unveiled their brand new Elite Basketball Performance Collection. Line marks for the very first time the activewear giant has engineered basketball clothing for women designed by women. They've, of course, decided that the players from the University of Connecticut women's basketball team will get the chance to do that. So there you are. Four-piece collection includes loose-fitting mesh-paneled hoodie, a pair of sweat-wicking and tapered pants, the contoured non-restrictive tank, and a pair of lightweight, breathable shorts. It's going on sale at Nike.com if you want to spend too much money. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan, WTAW FM, Buffalo.